Make it, can we turn the lights all the way off, because turning them down will increase the heat with the resistance. Let's see. Right, turn them off. I apologize that we're turning the lights all the way off rather than just dimmed, because the air conditioner is not working and I don't want anybody to pass out. Okay. Hallelujah! Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. with you.
And also with you.
O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Do not leave us comfortless, but send us your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to that place where our Savior Christ has gone before, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, together the crowd numbered about 120 persons, and said, "Friends, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit through David foretold concerning Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus, for he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us to his resurrection." So they proposed two, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed and said, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of John. If we receive human testimony, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God, that he has testified to his Son. Those who believe in the Son of God have the testimony in their hearts. Those who do not believe in God have made him a liar by not believing in the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. And this is the testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus prayed for his disciples, saying, I have made your name known to those whom you gave me in the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I'm not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost, except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now, I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. sanctify them in the truth. Your word is the truth. As you have sent me into the world, so have I sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Our gospel reading today was from the 17th chapter of John. To put the passage in context, we are at the end of the Last Supper. Judas Iscariot has been named by Jesus as a traitor and has left. Jesus has washed the disciples' feet. He has given the disciples a third commandment, a mandate from which we get the name of Maundy Thursday, which is to love one another as he has loved us. Jesus has told them some of the dark things that are about to happen to him. And the next thing that Jesus does is our reading today, our gospel reading today. He is offering a prayer to God on behalf of the disciples. And the disciples are meant to overhear it. Not only is this prayer for the disciples, but it's for us as well. And we know that for the next verse, which was not read today. Verse 20 goes like this. I ask not only on behalf of them, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. So not only does Jesus include us in the prayer, this is the second time that he has mentioned that he wants us all to be one. Back in verse 11, he prays, Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me so that they may be one as we are one. So Jesus wants us to be just like him and the Father. They are one, and he wants us to be one. This is worth repeating. Jesus says that he and the Father are one, and he wants us to be just like that, to be one. What does that mean, to be one? How are we supposed to know how to be one when we can't understand the mystery of how they are one? And when you bring in the Holy Spirit and you have three in one, it totally escapes us even more. Before I continue on this theme of being one, let me back up just a step to the preceding phrase in verse 11, where Jesus says, Holy Father, protect them in your name. It will help us to understand that the word name has a different connotation in our language than in the Greek. For instance, if I tell you that a person named Brian has asked us to spend time in the world being God's hands in the world, you might ask, who is Brian and who is he to tell us what we should be doing? But if I say Bishop Brian has asked us, then you might give the request more consideration. Because now you are tying the request back to someone with authority. So in Greek, the word name has that meaning of power of authority. So when Jesus says, Holy Father, protect them in your name, receive that phrase with all the authority of God. The kicker is that Jesus throws in one more phrase. He says, in your name that you have given me. So Jesus is saying he is God. Of course, that is what we don't get. How can Jesus be God, but also be a separate person? But be assured, Jesus is saying he is one with God the Father. Here's the verse again. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. So to paraphrase, Jesus is asking God the Father to protect us so that we can become one just like Jesus and the Father are one. So I ask the question again. How are we supposed to become one like Jesus and God the Father are one when we don't even begin to understand how they are one? I received a clue to the answer to this question in my AFM class earlier this week. One of the participants said that the phrase to be one could be translated to live in mutuality. Mutuality is one of those words that took me a little while to unpack. I wasn't sure how to define it, and I wasn't sure how to use it in a sentence. I looked it up in the dictionary and read that it meant the quality or state of being mutual. Well, that wasn't very helpful. So I dug a little deeper and saw that some of the synonyms of mutuality included sharing and reciprocity. But the most meaningful thing for me was the list of antonyms. Besides words like detachment and aloofness, the one that stood out for me was selfishness. I've always believed that selfishness is what causes us to sin. Selfishness is the act of not loving our neighbor as ourselves. I've also heard many people say the definition of sinning is doing those things that separate us from God. When we do selfish things, we are acting independently. We are separating ourselves from God. So if God wants us to be one, or in other words, live in mutuality, then it makes sense to me that living in mutuality is the opposite of sinning. And what is it like to live in mutuality? It starts with living into the two great commandments. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus had another one at the Last Supper, just after he washed the disciples' feet. I mentioned at the beginning of the sermon, it is the mandate we talk about every year on Maundy Thursday. It is the commandment that we love one another as Jesus has loved us. And just this past week, I was reading the daily meditation that I received from Richard Rohr. He shared part of a sermon from a colleague of his from the Center for Action and Contemplation. This was from a sermon the colleague gave at her daughter's wedding, referring to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7, which goes, "Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." She took this Bible verse and expanded on the meaning of the four verbs of bearing, believing, hoping, and enduring. I'm not going to quote her directly, but here's the essence of it. Love bears all things, not in the sense of putting up with, but in the sense of being fruitful and giving birth. Love believes all things, not in the sense of being gullible, but in the sense of not looking at the negative, but looking at the positive. Love hopes all things, not in the sense of wishful thinking, but in the sense of having strength to find the best possible outcome. And love endures all things, not by just outlasting, but by truly forgiving, so there can be redemption. Love is the path to move forward. So what is it like to live in mutuality? It is engaging other people. It is looking for a way to have a positive relationship even with those you don't like and with those you disagree. It is risking yourself by sharing yourself with others. It is being God's hands in the world. It is putting others before yourself. It is loving one another as Jesus loves us. It is loving God with all your heart, mind, and soul. It is loving your neighbor as yourself. It is what Jesus wants us to do. We overheard him saying so in his prayer to God the Father. He wants us to be one just as he and the Father and the Holy Spirit are one. Living in mutuality is our path to honor what Jesus wants us to do. So as we go into the world at the end of this service today, be mindful that Jesus has prayed for us to be one with our neighbors. This is our path of being one with God. Amen.
please stand with me and let us share our faith together by reciting the Nicene Creed found in page 10 of your bulletin. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, and as accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and a life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of the People. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church. Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let life perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May they also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others, especially those on our prayer list. Margaret,
Jean, Steve, Nicole, Courtney and J.R., Blair, John and Joan, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Jaden, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Regina, Irene, Larry, June, Michael, Joe, Laura, Baylor, Shay, Ed and Pat, Doug, Ed, Alberta, Tom, Angela, Jane, Tony, Zach, Betsy, Michael, Clara, Georgina, Joyce, Russ, Sarah, Bill, Martha, Shane, Judy, Jean, Richard, Jackie, Alan, Audrey, Pat, Nick, Tony, Raphael. Are there any other intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Patty Hartman and Dot Whalen.
And we give thanks for the birth of your grandson. Tell what's his name?
Joseph Britton Coultry.
Okay, with the Nana also, and Petrus and Grandpa Tom. Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Beat you to it. Peace. I'm going to see if there's one.
Yeah, if you.
I'm checking to see
here. Yeah, go ahead. But do some light now.
Nice peace here. What gives me some light?
It's 80 degrees and the heat from the water.
Do we have announcements? We have one from our senior warden.
And it's just a reminder to any of the vestry members that are here that the vestry meets this Tuesday after Eucharist. So this Tuesday, vestry meeting.
Okay, and remember...
Vestry meets this Tuesday, this coming Tuesday.
And remember that this coming Sunday, a week from today, is Pentecost. We hope the children will be back. This is when we wear red and have red balloons and celebrate a birthday, the birthday of the church. So please mark your calendars, wear red, and come next week as well. Walk in another. Do we have another announcement? Okay.
I want to keep this on everybody's brain, so that's why I thought I might ought to pipe up. For those who were at last Tuesday's evening with the Patriarchs, know how awesome it was. Perry is a very entertaining teacher, and we had like 13, 14 people there. It was really a great turnout. The next one will be the second Tuesday evening in June. We'll start Eucharist at 6, Light Supper, and then the next session. I think Miss Sally has jumped in and offered to make us dinner that night, so you know it's going to be good, because she always is an awesome cook. So I really encourage you to come. It's a lot of fun, very interactive, and Harry's just a really great teacher, so please put that on your calendars. Thank you.
Walk.
Sure. Also, remember to turn in your favorite hymns out there. We've got two more Sundays to do that after this one, so don't wait till the last minute. Get them in. You don't want to hear my favorite hymns all summer.
Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself to us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you. God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below.
Special recognition for our mothers, mother figures, and other nurturers in our lives. We pray that God will turn children towards their parents and parents towards their children. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through your dearly beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. After his glorious resurrection, he openly appeared to his disciples and in their sight ascended into heaven to prepare a place for us, that where he is, there we might also be and reign with him in glory. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. And gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me. Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of our heart. Christ our Lord. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you today and remain with you forever. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia. Alleluia.